Hello guys, welcome back to the Chingu's Talk once again. This is your host Deepika.
Hi all, annyeong, this is Shweta. We are back with Chingu's Talk season 2. This season is going to be very special for all the K-drama lovers.
And also this season guys, we have a lot of exciting things planned. So stay tuned because today we have a very special guest with us.
She's none other than Riya, a huge K-drama fan like all of us, all the way from Canada. Also popularly known as K-fangirl on Instagram.
Okay, so to tell you a bit about Riya, she started her page in the year 2021 and recently she has surpassed 10.5k followers on Instagram.
And as there's a saying that those who share similar interests find their way to each other, so that's how we met Riya. Hi Riya.
Hello Riya, welcome to the Chingu's Talk.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I created this Instagram account purely to meet people who have similar interests, and I'm so happy that I did because I've met so many wonderful people, especially you two ladies. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, so our motive also to start a podcast was this only, that we wanted to share our thoughts, view about the dramas. Like we too used to generally talk about dramas, but then we did not have any other platform to, you know, share our views across the globe. So that's how we started our podcast. And then through Instagram, as you said, we've met so many Chingus.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I in real life, I don't know anybody who watches K-dramas. So watching it and like listening to my husband like criticize me for having like these obsessions with this Korean man and these K-pop idols, and I'm like, I need an outlet. I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody who knows what I'm talking about. So I am so happy that you guys can understand me and speak the same language that I can.
Okay, we can totally relate with you on that point, because here as well in our family, you know, like nobody understands our obsession with K-dramas as well.
Yeah. It's the only two of us that we talk, and then there are people around here who, you know, kind of says that you kind of watch the same thing over and over, but then we try telling them K-dramas is not generally about rom-com. There's so much.
Exactly. My husband's always like, I will not watch any romantic things with you. And I'm like, I promise you, there's some good stuff in here. Twists and turns, you know, you never know what you're going to get.
Okay, so did you force him to watch anything?
No, I mean, we tried one time watching Squid Games together, but even that, he was just like, meh. He doesn't like subtitles, mm-hmm. and the English dub is just too much. Like, sometimes it just doesn't make sense, or it's really awkward to watch, so mm-hmm. it wasn't his thing.
Okay, so, you know, like, I'm very happy that I have Shweta with me here, because, you know, I have all these thoughts in my mind. I just want to share them, so I'm very happy that I have someone with me.
You guys are so lucky.
So, Riya, when did you discover K-dramas and what made you start your own fan page? As you said, you two wanted to connect with people across the globe since you do not have anybody to discuss your views. So this was your sole motive, or there was anything else?
Exactly it. I was a big fan of anime, mm-hmm. and I honestly just ran out of things to watch in anime. So Netflix kept recommending these K-drama shows. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, what difference is it than in animation? It's the same thing. So I put on Love Alarm, mm-hmm. and surprisingly, I really liked it. I liked the first season. I wasn't the biggest fan of the second season, but Love Alarm is the first K-drama I ever watched, and it sucked me into this universe.
You know, like Netflix keeps recommending Love Alarm to me, but I just don't want to watch it. I feel like it's a very cliche rom-com. Is that so?
Yes, it's super cliche. I mean, I thought in the beginning I was like, oh my gosh, this is cool, like, because it had kind of this like sci-fi slash fantasy aspect to it, because, you know, if you got in close distance with somebody, an alarm would go off if you loved them or not. And I was like, that's kind of cool, it's kind of like anime, right. But it got old really quick, and the second season was just it was just a mistake, I think, and it's okay because Netflix continued recommending new dramas to me. I found My Whole Little Love and Boys Over Flowers, and I fell in love. And I fell in love with the actors, and I started like finding out every detail about them, and then watching all of their old dramas. And here we are, created an Instagram account, And I remember like having 75 followers, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have 75 friends to talk to about K-drama. And then here I am. It kind of spiraled out. I started out just talking about K-drama in general, but it has become more of like a Lee Dong-wook fan page, which is okay too, because I love him so much. But
a lot of questions about him.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to tell you that, you know, like as you said, people do not actually want watch rom-com, and especially K-dramas, and they feel that it's all about romantic comedy or like girl falling in love with a guy and there's an evil mother separating them and all those things. So in India also people think that. So are things different in Canada, or is it the same?
It is the same. If I mention, like, my sisters have watched a few, like Boys Over Flowers, and she loved it. But then she kept watching more and more. And I mean, there are some very cliche things, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there's some K-drama moments where there's like the wrist grab or the accident fall and grab you and the accident kiss. And those things are just like legendary moments that we K-fans like super appreciate.
Absolutely.
But normal people are like, okay, this is just silly. Like, how many times is this going to happen? And, and it's the same over here, unfortunately. I was hoping that with like Squid Games coming out, it was bringing more international fans in, but I found that those fans kind of left quickly. Like, I don't know anybody that watched Squid Games and is now watching more things, I guess. I mean, I'm sure they're looking forward to the second season of Squid Games, but I don't know anybody that actually continued on digging deep into the K-drama world.
Right, Squid Game did change perspective of a few, I would say not many, but then also, you know, the perception has not changed, like how as K-drama fans we love each and everything, like be it happening one time or 10 times, we love it. Like as you mentioned, Go Junpyo, he was a jerk, but all of us love him.
Are you a Boys Over Flowers fan?
Oh, absolutely. Like, even Hell was like my first like Korean crush. Oh,
and you know, Deepika is such a fan. She has watched all the versions, like Japanese also she watched, Chinese, and recently this Thailand version of Boys Over Flowers came up. She's like, no matter how many times I have already watched BOF, I know the story, I know what's gonna happen next, but then also I'll watch it.
Yeah.
She's that crazy about BOF.
And you know, like, no, doesn't matter how much people, you know, kind of like accuse Junpyo of being a jerk and all those things, it doesn't matter to me because I love him.
I get you, sister. Junpyo has a soft, like, he owns my heart. He owns a little piece of it and he'll be there forever. But my question to you is it not strange not seeing like Lee Min-ho in that role? Because that's the reason why I haven't watched any other versions. Like, his curls mean so much to me. I think I'd be sad if I watched somebody else play him.
Yeah, same is the case with me. I relate so much with you. But for Deepika, it's like she wants to know like how other versions Go Junpyo would be.
Yes, like if I would talk about the Chinese version, that is the Meteor Garden, which came out in the year 2018. There, for some episodes, he did maintain that kind of look, that curly hair thing. But after that, you know, it kept changing. Sometimes it was straight, other times, you know, it was curly. But for Junpyo, I would say that he's too much into the characters, and we did not see his straight hair like at all. Like, that's the thing. That's why I love him.
So you are only into K-dramas, or do you watch other Asian dramas as well?
I haven't branched out to any other Asian dramas. I've thought about watching Meteor Garden, but I just really like the Korean language. I think it's really beautiful. I love listening to it. I've been trying to learn and practice. So I think I would be sad if I watched something else and didn't hear that. However, I'm pretty open, so I'm sure other languages are just as beautiful and I'll fall in love. I just need to prepare myself because I already love Korean things so much. It's already too much.
Okay, you know, sometimes while I'm listening to the language, I feel like, you know, I can understand everything without the subtitles. And the moment, you know, I stop reading the subtitles, it's like everything goes off. No, like I'm not able to understand anything. So has that happened with you?
For sure. As much as I practice Korean, I use like an app, I talk to my friends, but I still, the second I look away, I'm like, I'm sorry, what just happened? I have to rewind because I have no clue.
But I would also say that the language is so sweet. Like, it looks relatable and understandable when you read the subtitle. Be it Anyang Haseyo or Harmony, Harabuji. Like, we also at times address each other as Unni.
I call Shweta Unni sometimes.
I have noticed that in your podcast before. I think it's so cute. I have a friend as well who's practicing Korean, and we do the same thing. We've been calling each other Chingu, but just last night she was like, should I switch it? Because you're technically older than me. So should I be calling you Uni? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, like, but my brother, he has no knowledge of this Korean language or anything. So I called him Opa once and he just blanked out. He did not know anything. He said, I'm doing that with other people.
It's become a secret language between the two of us, actually.
Yeah. Okay, sometimes when she's hungry, she says, pegopa to me. And I'm like, okay. Okay. So, you know, like, I also want to tell everybody that you're a huge fan of Lee Dong-wook. And your, like, page is filled with his pictures. And I absolutely love those pictures. I love your content. So, like, I just want to know that, like, you know, there are so many talented and handsome opas out there. So, like, what makes him different? Why are you that big of a fan?
I don't know how I got here, honestly. I obviously, from starting out, I started with, like, Yoon Hae-min, which is, like, he's not in many dramas, but I thought he's so cute, he's so charming. And then I found, like, Lee Min-ho, and I was just obsessed with Lee Min-ho for forever. And then, I don't know, my friend recommended I watch Tale of the Nine-Tailed, and I watched it and I was like, kind of looks a little funny. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this actor. And I'm telling her that I'm not sure if I can watch it purely based on his appearance, which is so crazy to think. And I continued on watching it. I ended up falling in love, but I wasn't obsessed with him yet. I still was like a big fan of like Lee Min-ho, Jung Il-woo. And then eventually after watching behind the scenes, I think is what really drew me in. I got to know his personality, and he's kind of, I was hard to say. Like, he's very straightforward, but he's funny, and he's sarcastic, but he's kind. And just seeing how he is behind the scenes really made me think, you know what? You're a great actor, because you don't come across that way in some of the dramas that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And then watching all of his older dramas, I see how versatile he is. He can be a creepy, like a creepy serial killer and still be attractive. He can be a grim reaper that is like a little puppy dog. Mm-hmm. He can be, you know, a fiery fox. Like he can do anything, and it's so versatile. So I was very impressed with his drama skills, and then just getting to know him behind the scenes, you know, I fell in love.
That's totally relatable, because I have the same thing with Lee Min-ho and Park Seo-joon. You know, like, I love both of them. Like, I'm obsessed with these two, but I'm also obsessed with other people as well, like Seo Kirk and then Lee Jung-gi. Lee Jung-gi especially, really kind. You know, like, if you've watched his behind the scene things on YouTube or anywhere else, like, he's the sweetest guy out there.
Oh my gosh, he really is. He's one of my favorites too. I mean, like, the list goes on, but like, he's so sweet. So sweet. Everything that he does behind the scenes, his smile is so perfect. When I saw him in that K-drama Flower of Evil, I was like, wow, because I never saw him be so emotionless before. And it, you know, he's impressive as well. And of course, the fact that he can do all of his physical like stunt work, that's really impressive.
Right, Rhea. And also to tell you, like, you know, the case with me is each time I watch a new drama, I fall for that opa. So the list, you know, keeps changing for me. But Lee Min-ho is a constant, Hyun Bin is a constant, Park Seo-joon a constant. But recently I've watched this drama, Attorney Woo, Kang Tae-woo, yeah. So he's also stunning, man. Like, every time he appears on the screen, he gets some different kind of charm with him.
Yes. And I absolutely love that smile, like the way he smiles, it's really beautiful. Kanteo, sadly, he has gone to military now. We'll see him after 2 years or something.
It's always the way. I really liked him in Attorney Wu as well. Like, I thought just the way, I mean, of course, any way that the writers write, you always fall in love with the character no matter what. But I found that just the way he was so sweet and so kind and so proud, and he wasn't ashamed of anything. And he was like so slow with her. I just thought it was so beautiful. So of course your heart's gonna like throb when you see him.
Absolutely agree with you there.
So Riya, I know you love Kim Namjoon from BTS. So it's after K-pop you discovered K-drama, or it's the other way around?
It's the other way around. I found BTS because of my nephew, actually. I mean, I knew BTS was a thing, and I usually stray away from things that are super popular because I like to be individual. And I was like, nah, BTS, no, that sounds like too much, too many people like them, whatever. And then after listening to some of the actors, you know, they always sing some OSTs, and I thought, they're so beautiful. My nephew was like, listen to BTS. And I was like, you know what? This isn't that bad. And then I started like learning all of their names and their characters. And then, you know, I fell in love with Namjoon.
Yeah, youngsters here in India also, they are obsessed with BTS.
Especially girls.
Yeah, especially girls.
Yes, I haven't seen guys being that much obsessed. That obsessed with BTS. But as for us, we are not into that much. We are not into BTS that much. Although we've heard some songs like Butter and all, but we're not a fan, actually.
That's fair. I mean, their songs are catchy, but if, you know, are you a fan of any other K-pop or?
No, we're just into K-dramas, actually, not much into K-pop. Although I love Blackpink, you know, like some of the songs, you know, that trends on Instagram. So I get to know the songs and then I hear them. So I like start liking them. So, but if they are not trending, I don't know much about them if they don't trend. That's fair. Yes. So I want to know that, you know, like in 2022, like lots of dramas came up. Okay, like we have 2521, then Business Proposal, Attorney Wu, Alchemy of Souls. So were you looking forward to any drama and, you know, it kind of disappointed you?
In 2022, I wasn't really looking forward to anything. I guess there's one that I haven't actually watched yet. The Magician one, that have either of you watched that? Yes, that one. Have either of you watched it?
I watched the starting two episodes and it didn't click with me.
Yeah, I was really excited. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying the same was the case with me. I did like the starting of it, but then it did not have something that would keep me hooked. So I had to drop it.
Exactly. I liked the idea of the cast and I was super excited. I mean, I only watched a few minutes of it, but after just a few minutes, I was like, maybe not. I'm going to go back and watch it just to give it, you know, sometimes K-dramas take a few episodes to get into, so I have to be fair. But that's definitely one of the ones that I was like, wow, this cast is amazing. But as far as the ones go that you mentioned, I'm really easy to please with K-drama. I wasn't really disappointed in anything. I think in 2521, I wasn't a fan of the ending.
Okay, you did not like the ending of it.
Okay, you did not like the ending of 2521.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
For me, it was like more of a realistic ending is what I would say. But, you know, like people were like, we don't watch dramas for realistic endings. And like they were fighting over Instagram, like in the comment sections, like, no, I watch it for fun. I want them to be together. And then there was so much discussion on its ending. So were you the part of the same group?
Yeah, that was me. You know, and I'm like part of the crew where like Moon Lovers, you know, killed me at the end. I wish I stopped at like episode 18.
Okay, so how about Business Proposal?
Business Proposal, I didn't watch yet. It's on my list. I think it looks cute. I'm not expecting anything crazy, but it does look funny.
Yeah, it is funny, and like I won't spoil anything for you, but you know, like it got so much hype on Instagram, I would say, and that, you know, like I was expecting too much from that drama, and when I watched it, it turned out to be a normal romantic comedy. So I was like, why is it that hyped? For me, that hype spoiled the drama.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that's why I try to stay away when they start talking about new dramas coming out. I just kind of forget about it until they come out, and then that way I'm not disappointed because I'm not all hyped up.
Absolutely. But Riya, my views about Business Proposal is totally different than Deepika. Like she did tell me that, you know, it's like same old school romance, but I am someone who loves old school romance. So I absolutely loved it. But yeah.
So you would recommend it to her?
Of course.
Okay.
It's on my list. Don't worry.
Okay. You can watch it. I don't mind. But it's like, it's not that great. Like it got so much hype, but it's okay. What was his name? An Hyo Seop. Yeah, he's very cute. Like I was thinking of watching another of his drama that has Park Bo Young in it.
I'm not recollecting the name.
Yeah, same here with me. So have you watched him in any other drama, the Business Proposal guy?
No, I don't think I know either him or the main lead in any other dramas.
Okay, the other guy, he was in Snowdrop as well. So have you watched Snowdrop?
No, I have been avoiding Snowdrop.
Okay. I totally dropped the last episode. I was like, no, I can't watch Jung Ae-in die. Like I'm actually a big fan of that guy. He's so cute. Like I can't watch him die.
Exactly. He just looks so innocent. It like, when I started seeing it trending, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to watch this. And then from just after a few episodes, I was like, nope, I don't think I can watch this because this is not going to have a happy ending. And it's going to be like Moon Lovers all over again.
Yeah, so, you know, like we are among those people who are still waiting for season 2 Moon Lovers.
Yeah, if there's a petition, we would even sign it for them. You know, please make it that way.
Yeah.
We're so crazy about Moon Lovers too.
Yeah, but you know, like there's not going to be a second season, so we should accept the reality, but I still don't want to. Okay, so how about Alchemy of Souls?
Alchemy of Souls, I just started. It's different. I like the concept of it. I like the idea of souls entering a different body, and I like the idea of her struggling with a weaker body. I think that's fun. I think that's cute. I don't know the other characters too well yet, but from what I've seen, it looks fun. Like I like the side characters.
So Dria, I would not spoil it for you, but I would say that you would have a great time if you watch it till the end, and then maybe we can discuss the end maybe after you watch, because yeah. Right now I do not want to spoil it for you,
and you don't have to spoil the drama for me as well,
right?
Because I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, then don't spoil it. I'm looking forward to it. And I saw like there's a second season coming out, and I read some information about that one. So it's gonna be good.
I just don't understand what's this trend in Korean world about season 2, because you know earlier they used to wrap everything up in first season itself, and but nowadays like they're coming up with season 2 for everything. So what are your thoughts about that?
Is that possibly like a Netflix thing? Like is Alchemy of Souls a Netflix show? It is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Squid Games has a season 2 and it's a Netflix show, and I feel like that is more of a money thing and it's an Americanized thing.
Yes, yes. And even Pachinko, did you watch that show? Even it's coming.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, did you guys like Pachinko?
Pachinko, I'm actually reading the book right now, and I'm going to watch the drama after the book.
Okay, that's a good call. I think that's what I'm missing. I loved Pachinko, and I loved seeing Lee Min Ho in such a different role, of course. And all the characters had such heavy stories. The only thing I found hard was there just wasn't enough time. There was only so many episodes and not enough time to convey everything. And I think obviously so many people have recommended reading the book. Yes. And I know that reading the book would definitely help that. So I'm going to go back and read the book, and hopefully that will put everything together.
Yes, book is really good. You know, like it is dealing with everything in detail, and that is what I like.
So Tria, you prefer watching some genre, or you're okay with all? Like, you, the genres do not matter to you?
The genre doesn't really matter. Honestly, I am more likely to pick a drama based on who's in it rather than what the genre is. I've watched things like Bad and Crazy, which there's really no romance in that, but purely because Lee Dong-wook is in it. That was fun. And then, you know, things like My Mister, and it doesn't matter. Like, I'm so simple.
You know, like, I couldn't convince Shweta to watch My Mister. She dropped it after 2 episodes. So can you convince her now?
But My Mister is so good. What?
Really? I did try to watch, like, twice I tried to watch, and twice I dropped it. I do not know what is so something that, you know, should keep me hooked. I did not see anything of that sort.
You know, like, she kept telling me that, you know, that their romance won't look good. And I told her that it's not about romance. It's not about romance. You shouldn't look for romance in that series. But it's like, she's still not watching it, and please watch it.
Sure. I think you got a partner, so now I should be watching it, since the two of you are so obsessed with My Mister.
Yes,
two against one.
Yes. I lose, you all win.
Yeah, but then you watch it. Okay, so it's like, how long does it take for you to finish a drama?
When I really like a drama, I'll binge it all night. However, I am busy and I sometimes have to adult, so I do have to go to work. But if I'm not working, I am watching that drama.
Yeah, weekends also, same is the case with both of us, actually, if you're not doing anything. So whole day we would not even talk to each other. So like, you watch your stuff, I'm watching my stuff. Later on, at the end of the day, we'll just talk what we watch. So weekends is meant only for watching dramas for both of us.
Yes. Okay.
Same here, ladies.
Okay, so now it's like, so many dramas in 2022, so like, do you have a favorite?
I think my favorite would have been, I think it would have been Attorney Woo. I think that it was so different and so inspirational, and I thought the chemistry, the relationships, the storyline, I thought it was really moving. It was something different, and I thought that was nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm also currently watching Good Job. I don't know if either of you ladies have watched that. It's still coming out. Yeah, it has Jung Il-woo, and he's like a
drama,
yeah. Yeah, he's like a rich CEO or chair. And he like has to be like a detective, you know, you can never go wrong with a rich guy. And he's kind of like a detective, and he like dresses up in all these different outfits and pretends to be these different identities to solve a case. And it's really cute. It's that I like so far as well.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, now that it's on my list as well.
Okay. Oh, and did you ladies watch the one with Lee Joon-gi where he...
18 again?
Again My Life?
Oh, yeah.
Again My Life.
I was saying 18 again.
That one, I... Go
yes.
ahead.
Yes, Ria.
That one, I didn't finish yet, but I really liked it. I only stopped because I was busy. But I thought it had an interesting story as well. And Lee Joo-gi never disappoints.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, I love him, and I watch all of his dramas like in the moment they come out. But this one, I was kind of waiting, and I'm it's on my list. I'm definitely watching it. So, Drea, like, we have a fun segment for you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you have to answer some of the questions instantly. So,
let's get started. So, firstly, just imagine you are stranded in an isolated island with Kim Nam-jun and, and you know, already Lee Dong-wook. So, but, like, you have to choose either of the two. So, who would you choose? Like, only one of them you can go. Like, there's a boat and you can only choose one. Who would you go out with?
Oh, I'm choosing Lee Dong-wook for sure.
Oh, my goodness. That's Kim Nam-jun is crying already.
Sorry, Nam-jun.
Okay. So here's another thing for you. Like, since you're saying that you practice this Korean language as well, so I would want to know that if whether you know these Korean words or not. I'm going to tell you the English translation. You have to tell me. You have to translate that word in the Korean and to tell me what that word is in Korean.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay. First one, it's easy. Boyfriend.
I don't know.
Fighting.
I know. Husband. Husband is Nempyeon. Nemja. Nem. I don't know.
Okay. And Namja Ching.
Namja Chingu.
Yeah. Okay. So this one's gonna be difficult. Then I thought you would get the boyfriend thing right. Okay. So what about water?
Sorry.
Water.
Mul.
That one I thought would be difficult for you. Okay.
I know the weird stuff.
True. Okay, so what do you say when you're hungry? I already did tell you.
You did. I don't know.
I think this was a bit
difficult. Yeah. Sure, so why don't you? Because you say it all the time. So why don't you?
Pauni.
Okay. Okay, so last one. This is easy. Senior.
Senior?
Yes.
Like an older man?
Yes, yes.
Like Ajisi?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like in Boys Over class, like Jandi used to call
Gu Junpyo.
No, not Gu Junpyo, the other guy, the second.
Sunbae?
Yeah, Sunbae. Yeah, that one. Okay. So the last one that is coming your way is, you know, there are so many K-drama couples out there. So do you have anyone you ship or you want to see them date in real life?
No. I don't want to see any Korean actors dating anybody.
Okay, you want them all to date you?
I don't think my husband would be very happy with that. But if I could create a couple, I would like to see Lee Dong-wook and Gong Yoo.
Okay, Lee Dong-wook. Okay.
Yeah.
Goblin guys. They have like the best romance out there.
Yes, the best romance.
Yes, absolutely. Now, like for romance dramas, I can recommend you one, and that is Prison Playbook. Should absolutely watch that drama.
Well, I've never heard of that one. I will definitely write it down.
She recommended it to me, and you know, it would not disappoint you as well, if I can say that. It's not just romance, but romance is another level here.
Yes.
I think romance is very important.
Yes. Okay, so before we wrap up today's episode, do you want to say anything to the audience?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening to me. I'm sorry that I butchered Korean. I'll definitely work on that. I know the weird things, like, you know, I can name like cups and places and food. But as for conversations, I should work on that for sure.
Okay, you still have a chance to redeem yourself. Do you want to try? Okay. How about miss you?
Bogo sipa.
Oh. Now you can't say that you don't know Korean. That's like Okay. So thank you so much for joining us today, Ria. We had an awesome session with you, and you know, like, we are hoping to have another discussion with you someday soon.
Thank you so much, Ria.
Thank you for having me, ladies. You guys are lovely. I listen to your podcast all the time. You make me laugh. I love how in sync you are. You can definitely tell that you're close.
Thank you so much.
So guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as we loved recording it. Do not forget to follow us on our Insta page at the Chingu's Talk. Also, we are available on all leading music platforms, so you can tune in and listen to any of the episodes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ria. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. 감사합니다.
Oh, yeah.
감사합니다.
감사합니다.